一听声音就知道这是魔力红乐队的主唱 Adam Levine。 Hey， 各位早上好，欢迎收听每天歌学英语，我是 Linda。 那今天要分享的是来自于 Adam Levine 和 Dream Class Heroes 合作的这首 Stereo Heart。 好，接下来咱们就一起去把这首歌欣赏一下吧。Stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. Sing along to my stereo.
Dream Class Heroes, baby.If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50 pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah.
Our love was there, but now you're changing my mind. My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio, and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you.Stereo.
It's your boy Travi, Gym Class Heroes, baby. Yeah.
Stereo Hearts 来自于 Adam Levine 以及 Dream Class Heroes。 如果大家喜欢这首歌，可以到网盘下载，链接在我们的最下方。好，接下来回顾一下上期节目的话，咱们是通过词根去记了几个单词，对吧？我再把这些单词说一下，想想大家想想回忆一下，还记得他们的中文意思吗？上次我们学的词根是 plic P-L-I-C 对吧，是表示 fold 折叠的意思。那么我们有向里折，折两次，向下折，向外折，对不对？第一个就是 duplicate， 折两次就是什么？复制嘛，重复做，复印本 duplicate。第二个 explicate， 向外折，详细解释什么东西啊？再来 supplicate， 向下折就是什么？恳求、祈求。还有一个 implicate， 向里折是什么？表示被牵涉进入什么，被卷入到什么事情当中啊，涉及到什么事情当中，还记得吗？咱们这期节目呢，依然来尝试 通过词根来记几个单词啊。今天咱们要看的词根是 FAC 在拉丁语里面它是表示 do 和 make 的意思哦，表示做、制造哈，做、制造的意思。看几个单词，第一个 manufacture， 还有 benefactor、malefactor 以及 facsimile 和 de facto。今天是五个，咱们来一一的把它们解剖一下。第一个 manufacture， 生产或者制造、编造、捏造。这个单词要分两部分看。第一个呢，就是我们讲的 FAC 嘛，是表示做、制造的意思嘛。那它前面这个 manu 啊，它在拉丁语里面它是表示跟手相关的，通过手的。但是这个字面意思啊，就是用手去做，那就是生产的意思。现在当然都是用机器啊，引申意思嘛。生产、编造、捏造 manufacture， 生产 manufacture 动词哦。比如说整个生产过程都已经自动化了， The entire manufacturing process has been automated。 第一个单词 manufacture 来看第二个 benefactor 注意一下拉丁语里面 bene 它是表示好的意思，做好事的人就变成了benefactor， 那就是赞助人、捐款人或者施主的意思。听一下例句，这笔钱呢是一位匿名的捐助者捐赠的。The money was donated by an anonymous benefactor。注意一下这个匿名的 anonymous A N O N Y M O U S。接下来看下面一个 malefactor。拉丁语里面这个 male 啊，它是表示坏的意思，坏的、没道德的，所以做坏事的人就变成了 malefactor， 犯罪分子、恶人、道德败坏的人。再读一遍 malefactor。比如说，罪犯将被追捕并惩罚 ，malefactors will be pursued and punished。下面一个，多年来这名侦探一直追捕那个残忍杀害两个孩子的罪犯。For several years, the detective pursued the malefactor who had brutally killed the two children. Malefactor. 好，下面一个 facsimile, 我们说是做嘛。后面这个 simile 是表示一模一样的。Simile 这个单词啊，在英语当中它还表示一种修辞方法，表示名誉啊。Facsimile 表示做一模一样的，那这个单词就是名词模本、传真本或者复制本的意思啊。Facsimile， 比如说他以大打折扣的价格出售了原画的这个模本。He offered a facsimile of the original painting for a much discounted price. Facsimile 模本。复制品。最后再来看一个 de facto 这个词的话呢，它可以作为形容词，也可以作为副词，它是表示实际上在做的。 de facto 法律上没有承认，但是实际上存在，这就好像两个人虽然没有去这个民政局领结婚证，但是他们已经在乡下自己摆酒席了，然后居住在一起了，那这个就是一个事实上存在的婚姻，但是法律上是不承认的。 de facto 听一下例句啊，这个国家现在实际上已经独立了。 The country has de facto independence now， 这是形容词啊。 de facto independence 事实上的一个独立。下面 He continued to rule the country de facto。实际上呢，他在继续统治着这个国家。虽然说啊，他已经下台了，但是还没有举行这个选举，所以呢，依然还是他在执政。He continued to rule the country de facto。这个地方 de facto 它就是一个副词了。好了，以上就是今天节目所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。今天跟大家分享这是一个单词，不知道是不是很难记呢？好了，我是琳达，爱你们，下期见喽。